Why suffer? Use as directed.
Stephen, I'm in love again, Rich.
Oh, good.
Amy what? Adams, I want to run off.
No,
I want to run away with
like
her.
Suburbs, yeah.
No, she's that. She's really terrific. The movie, we were talking about this in the last hour, for those of you who are just joining us, the movie is called The Fighter. Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale and a lot of other character actors that you'll recognize. But Amy Adams, I think, steals the show as the girlfriend. Very, very good. She's just got that look and that energy about her. So refreshing. Neat, neat, neat. Jennifer Horn, speaking of refreshing, is one of the proprietors of the CRN Digital Talk Network. I'm in their studios in Los Angeles. There are six different channels provided by CRN for services all around the country, Richie. And when you go into the toilet here, the one that you hear is the Hispanic Network. I didn't know
the only channel you're not on.
Prompts me to do my business quickly and get out of there.
Oh, you're okay.
Is it music, Doug, or is it talk?
No, no, it's all music.
No, it's talk, but for some reason it's a lot of music. I don't know what
music
they're doing.
At this time.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
No. That's the way. Whether you know or you don't know, my wife is part owner with her siblings in Colombia of a radio station, and it is the most popular radio station in the Magdalena area, the north coast of Colombia, where she's from. And I have not been able to figure that format out in the 12 years that I've been with my wife.
Yeah.
Because 1 hour I'll walk in and there'll be a talk show and news.
Right.
And the next hour I'll walk in and there'll be a guy playing music.
Uh-huh.
And the next hour I'll walk in and it'll be something else. It just, it constantly changes. They don't, but you couldn't prove it by me because I don't know whether they have coded
anything.
It's
like the Hispanic stations in America. There are all kinds of things being said there. Nobody monitors it. Nobody knows what they say. They're into all kinds of outrageous stuff. And if you say the same thing in English, you get into trouble. But they say it in Spanish, nobody pays any attention.
You know,
one way or the other.
It's funny because, you know, the talk shows down there, everybody's got this energy. Everything is like, it's really fast, and they're talking like this, and it's really high energy, and the whole, and I don't know how they keep that up. Everything is really, really, really fast and loud all the way.
Don't they just talk fast naturally? Because that was my problem when I learned Spanish.
Yeah. You've been married to this woman for 12 years, you don't know that she's...
Wow.
I can imagine what Asian radio sounds like. So they'll be screaming at each other.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't been in the Asian radio station, but yeah, I mean, are we in the U.S. the ones who talk? Do we talk slowly, or do we seem to talk fast like they do?
Maybe.
I listen to my wife on the telephone talking to her cousins and everything. They're going a mile
a minute.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Right. I think sometimes people think I talk too quickly. Other times I listen to myself and think, Mike, move it, will you?
Move
Get it going.
I'm a fast talker.
You are. You are a real fast talker.
Because my brain is moving faster than my mouth will support.
What is that? To make sure your mouth is in gear before your brain is in gear before you
work
put your
it
mouth
out.
In motion.
Oh, I need to do some eye stretching.
Nice going, Jennifer. Coming up later in the hour, we'll find out who television's highest paid dramatic actor is. We already know. Well, actually, this is a pretty good 2020 news quiz question. It's too soon for that. It's only 11
after
the hour.
No, let's do it.
Who is the most well-paid, the best paid of the comic actors on television, comedic actors? Who is it? 800-510-8255. We'll tell you who his new counterpart is in terms of dramatic acting. Used to be Hugh Laurie, not any longer. New champion is as a result of the new contract he just signed with CBS. That show on CBS? I think it's on CBS. So okay, who's the number one paid? This is fact. This isn't rumor. Number one
paid actor in a comedy series. Who is it? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, I want to introduce you to Debbie Austin. Debbie Austin is a 60-year-old lady who had a laryngectomy in 1992, smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day, had cancer of the larynx. She started smoking when she was 13. After the surgery, she quit, or she slowed down to, instead of 4 packs a day, 3 packs a day. After she had her larynx removed. She talks like this now. You heard people that have their larynx removed. That sounds like this when I talk.
Mm-hmm.
So she is now...
Kind of like Tom Likas.
Yeah, well, a little bit. Now she is on this anti-smoking crusade. Mm-hmm. She finally has stopped smoking. She said in an interview that I read, quote, they say nicotine is not addictive. By the way, this was an interview in 1997. She had the first operation in 1992. She was smoking 4 packs a day then. She quit, or she went down to 3 packs a day after the operation in 1997. She became part of a anti-smoking campaign when she was... she lives in Canoga Park here, by the way, Jennifer. She is now able to... She's stopped smoking, but it took all this time. It's like, in like what, 13, 14 years to quit. And now she's dying, and she's coordinated with the state public health people here to go around to schools and talk to children who are 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years of age, which is when kids start smoking. I know my mother told me she started smoking when she was either 13 or 14. He used to sneak them. I don't know how my... I'm not sure about my father. He was an athlete. But even then, athletes, it was the thing to smoke. Everybody smoked. And so this woman goes around to these schools and basically scares the hell out of the kids.
Yeah.
She has a video of what her lungs, what her larynx looked like when they took it out. She can hardly be heard. She looks horrible. And so the state has decided to peddle her around to talk to kids to keep them from smoking. I say good because I think any method that's used to keep children from smoking is good. But how does one woman, in conjunction with the state health department, fight the big tobacco companies? Remember last week we were talking about this, and I told you about the $72 million award that went to a family, I think, from Lowell, Massachusetts. Mother smoked Kent all of her life. She died. They sued P. Lorillard and got an award of $72 million because... It was proven in the court that Lorillard, through their advertising, appealed to young black children. They targeted black children in their advertising to get them to smoke. And that's why the $72 million. But you look at all of this stuff. You know, I'm happy to tell you about Debbie Austin. And she wants to tell, she says before she dies, she wants to speak to 1 million children in California about the dangers of cigarettes.
Good for her.
But because people don't start smoking when they're older. Nobody your age starts smoking, Richie.
Nope.
Nobody my age starts smoking. Jennifer, I bet people even your age, nobody your age starts smoking.
No, I don't think
they start smoking when they're teenagers and younger on the lower end of the teenager scale. So this is the time to speak to these people. And this woman said in the interview, quote, I'm scary. How many people have ever seen somebody with a hole in their throat? And she shows them. She takes her clothes off, she makes sure that she has on a dress that makes it obvious that she's got this big, ugly hole in her throat. And, she has to go around on oxygen all the time. She has emphysema. I don't know how she's lasted this long. My mother had emphysema for about 7 years, and that's what killed her. But you look at this woman, you can see just by looking at her, my God, what does this stuff do? What does this stuff do to you, and why would you ever expose yourself to it? Why would you ever do it? Especially with what's known.
Because you're 14 and you don't know any better.
Well, why don't you know better?
Your friends are doing it. You think
you're invincible. Why don't you know better? Why don't people at the age of 14 know better? That's the question, Richie. Don't you think that's a good question? Why don't you know better? Jay, hello. Welcome to Good Day. Happy New Year, sir.
Same to you.
Thank you very much. Who is the highest paid comedic actor on television?
Charlie Sheen, I believe, 1.75 mil per episode.
Yes, Charlie Sheen is making a lot of money on Two and a Half Men, and it appeared last year he was down and out, but apparently his private life has nothing to do with his acceptability in that role on television. Do you watch that show?
Occasionally.
Yeah. What do you think of him, and what do you think of the show?
I enjoy it. You know, sometimes it doesn't emphasize the appropriate moral attitudes of the country should have, but it's funny.
Well, it is, and it's on at a time that seems to be inappropriate for the risque focus of the show. I've watched it a couple of times. It's on at 8 o'clock, right? And one would want
No, no, no. 9
isn't
o'clock.
It on at 8 o'clock?
9, maybe. 9.
Is it on at 9? Oh, I thought it was on at 8. Well, even so. I never have found him. I don't find him amusing.
8 Central.
Funny. Yeah, I just, I don't, he doesn't do it for me, but he obviously does it enough for people, so they pay the guy $1.7 million a week. You're right about that.
It's
a lot
of
money.
It's a real, it's a very funny show.
Well, there's a lot of money. Hold on a second, Jay. We'll give you a nice Christmas present. Thank you for the call. Happy New Year, as I said. One of the things that my son, Brendan, who's involved in the business, says he has some friends. As a matter of fact, the young lead in Tron is his friend that played the football star in Friday Night Lights. I forget his name is. I wish I could remember his name. It begins with a G.
Didn't we just look it up?
I think we did.
A different friend?
But no, we looked up DJ, who is on the Detroit show, that has been canceled. But here's a kid. These guys get $60,000 a week for an episode, and he's not even the lead. The lead, like what's his the fellow from The Sopranos, that's in it. Those guys get about
Michael Imperioli.
Imperioli, yeah, they get a little less than $200 a week for doing that. Those shows, they do a season 2022-24 shows. Got a couple of bucks in the bank. Not a bad deal, right?
Pretty good deal if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so that's the framework around trying to figure out now at 800-510-8255 who just signed a new $30 million deal to continue as the star of a very popular show. It's not the number one show, though.
No, it's not.
It isn't. That's sort of surprising. It's a good show, and it's in the top 10, but it's not number one. So this guy obviously is the focal point, is the star of the show. Who is that person? 800-510-8255 on Good Day. It's 19 after the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes. A bad idea.
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Then where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
There's a song, there's a story, and most people, I think, by now know, certainly if they're in Jennifer's mindset, that Leanne Rimes is engaged to Eddie Cibrian, and it's what, she's not like Alanis Morissette. Natalie Portman's
Natalie
the one.
Portman.
She's engaged and is pregnant.
Yeah.
Leanne Rimes is not pregnant, though, right?
No, she just was a home wrecker.
She's a home wrecker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, too. His
she
wife was Brandy.
Uh-huh.
And he was caught cheating with Leanne.
Right.
He gave her a 5-carat oval diamond in a platinum setting.
Wow.
Score!
And now, are you suggesting that because he gave her that diamond, he would score with her? Or she scored because
she
he
scored.
Has the to give her? Huh?
She scored.
She scored.
If there was a guy that you liked, but you weren't all that crazy about him, but he proposed to you with a huge ring, would you be tempted to say yes?
Yeah, but I'd probably say no.
Would hope so.
I'm not your typical kind of.
And if you have any questions, come see me. I'll check the guy out for you.
Yeah, I mean, I have to
pass my muster. He'll be okay.
You know, as a kid of divorce, I don't really think that I can say yes if I don't think it's going to last.
No.
Right?
Yeah. That's the way it ought to be. Not a bad way to think.
Just
25 after on good day. Some good news.
But I'll wear it
for those of you who are interested. One of my favorite things is the locavore movement. The move around the country to have people buying locally produced food, whether it's the butcher, the baker, whether it's the farmer, the dairy people, whatever. And as a result of my interest, I have been watching the continuing interest on your part of farmers markets. In the East, pretty much farmers markets go away at Thanksgiving because there's nothing left. But that trend apparently is changing somewhat, Richie. There are a lot of people who are now trying to find folks, farmers who have the connection to the farmers markets, are finding food that's locally grown in other parts of the country when they can't grow it themselves that is up to the same quality standards that they have, and they're shipping the food in, and there were a lot of them that were open for Christmas for the first time. A lot of things, a lot of farmers markets extending their operation through the winter months, even in the cold weather states, because farmers understand that they, and they, by the way, they're putting up greenhouses and they're doing hydroponics,
mm-hmm.
a lot of that stuff which hadn't been done before. Build a greenhouse, put a heater in it, and you can grow most anything year round.
The hydroponics is very
sun.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, it is. So I find this to be a good move. A lot of, looking at a couple of organic farms on the South Shore of Massachusetts that have gotten together for farmers markets. Chicago, the Green City Market, has expanded. This year, they've served 60,000 visitors since the normal shutdown period. That is, again, back to November. The growing season ends in October. So you may have enough stuff to last you another month till Thanksgiving, and then you close down until the next June, when the peas are ready, the lettuce are ready, the spinach is ready, the first stuff that comes out of the ground. It doesn't happen until usually June. But now these people are putting up greenhouses, and they are there are 6,100 nationwide farmers markets. 6,100
wow.
of them.
Got to regulate them. It's going to get out of control soon.
Look for the USDA to be in and screw that all up.
Got
to
ensure your safety.
Right, yep. Got to have safe food.
How do we know all these farmers are running a safe operation?
Yeah. Right, they're out to kill you. That's how they get new customers, kill the old ones. 28 after on a good day.
Hi, I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Samsung will be showing off the Galaxy Player, an iPod Touch competitor at this year's CES. The device will have the Android Froyo OS, front and rear-facing cameras, a 1 GHz processor, and HD video playback. With so many similar features to the iPod, the yet-to-be-revealed price point may be the deciding factor. In other news, Amazon.com shipped over 47 million Kindle 3s this year, making it the all-time bestseller for Amazon.com. The e-reader succeeded despite competition from Apple's iPad with its attractive price tag of $139. Now, these sales figures are good news for Amazon, but they still lost 15% of the e-reader market this year. And finally, the GOP House of Representatives is the first to allow electronic devices on the floor. While the ban's been lifted, members are not allowed to talk on their phones, and they can only use devices for official business. Will Twitter timestamps be used to incriminate those who abuse the new policy?
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The hustle and bustle of the holidays is over, so it's time to organize the clutter. Come into Lowe's now through January 3rd and experience the Reorganize event. Right now you can get 20% off in-stock closet wire shelving. Plus, get 10% off major appliances, $397 or more. So get organized now and shop the Reorganize event at Lowe's. Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offer valid 12/24/10 to 1/3/11. While supplies last. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Tuesday, the 28th of December, and the last week of the last month of the year 2010. We all know that. I'm saying what is obvious, speaking the obvious. Looking back on this year, a number of milestones. This shopping period has been the best since 2007. I suppose that probably 2007. Some people call it 2007.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of money spent this year. Also, it has been a very good year for the amount you have given to charity. So I'm going to I've asked a 2020 news quiz question having to do with the highest paid television dramatic actor. I'm still going to try to find an answer to that before Jennifer actually tells you what the answer is. At 800-510-8255, by the way, Roberta's not here this week, so we don't have any new Queen of Cheap material, but there is a lot of material that is still pertinent from last week's Queen of Cheap. You can check it all out. Go to the Queen of Cheap box at gooddayshow.com. You'll find lots of help there. Meanwhile, I'm curious to find out, A, if you gave to charity this year. Richie, I know you gave some money to charity.
Yeah, no, we always do. I mean, I stop by the Goodwill place. And
do you and your wife decide what to do, or do you just do it on your own?
A lot of the stuff we do is giving away stuff that we don't need anymore.
Okay.
The cash stuff this year has been mostly to the local high school. The kids come around looking for support for the music program. They're selling this. And so I've spent a few hundred dollars on that. And then I was halfway thinking about donating a car that I have to the...
Toys or Car for Kids thing?
No. But
1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Yeah, unfortunately, no, not Cars for Kids. But unfortunately, I can't get the kind of cash out of it in my tax rebate that
you
I can.
You get that from SAB, have you? Or you have it straight from the authority on high?
From Stuart Allen Books, right. Yes, that right. That I would only get about a third of what I could get for it if I sell the cash. And so the difference is just too great. I need to go ahead and sell it and get the
cash. All right, Jennifer, how much charitable giving?
In real money? Giving away $1,000, I guess.
$1,000. All right, Jennifer, how much have you given away this year?
Probably more than that in goods. I give away a lot of stuff to the vets, and so and I have a lot of stuff because I moved into a house that was filled with my grandparents' stuff. So as I bring my stuff in, or as I have, I've always given away my grandparents' stuff, and I still did that this year. Mm-hmm. And then I give away, you know, different things.
They're out looking down on you. What you doing? That's my National Geographic collection.
No, I'm serious. It's Sunset Magazine and National Geographic.
My Sunset Magazine's a Mondo Sunset Magazine. Jennifer, I'm going to haunt you.
Oh, don't. They turn the heat on for me sometimes.
Clay, are you too young to take care of business?
Clay's on the receiving end of the donations.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. You guys are donating by employing me.
Yeah, there we go. And I want my money back. Okay, so here's the question. As we look at the end of the year, we have numbers banging around. A group called Root Cause has recently created a research report on the amount of money individuals have given in a collective sense. It's in the hundreds of billions. Americans who are not considered to be that generous. Now, by the way, this does not include the money that's extorted from you through your taxes to go to various charities that the government thinks is worthwhile without asking your approval. This is a different, whole different kettle of fish. So the number is about doubled when you get right down to it, because the government spends a like amount of money in the hundreds of billions to support various charities. And it is obnoxiously annoying. However, one thing at a time we have to fix. That's one of the many things needs to be fixed here. So I want to know, if you know, to the nearest, shall we make it the nearest 100 billion, the nearest to 10 billion, what's the nearest billion? I don't know. Come up with a number and let's see how close you get to it. 800-510-8255 for a, we have, I think we still have those, the Oklahoma, Arkansas, what is it? Who am I looking for?
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Oak Ridge Boys, them too. We got some of their CDs. And I think we've given away all of the little Chotsky toys for Christmas. If you have given to a nonprofit, if you have been supportive, how I give money as I can, not much of it floating around this year, but when I can, I'm generous with my college. That's my favorite way of helping a cause that to me, where I can see it. I think that's what's important. A lot of people, when you really get involved in something and you see the benefits, then you feel like giving more. If you're just giving blindly, some jerk calls up from the police aid society and they keep 90% of the money, why waste your time? You're kidding yourself. They send you a sticker you can put in the back of your car. It says, I gave to the Police Benevolent Association. Like, and you can do 70 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. The cop pulls you over and he sees that. You know, he's not going to give you a ticket. Come on. Get real.
Salvation Army's really good because their CEO only makes like $15,000 or something a year, right. Which is kind of nice.
Right. So you give to people that are going to actually use your money, as much of it as possible, for the good. 800-510-8255. How much money have Americans given collectively in the billions this year? What do you think the number is? You may be astonished and or surprised by this, but I want you to know, and so I'll ask and see if somebody has the right number. 800-510-8255. And we're also looking for the identity of the actor who's a hot tomato at the moment, making more money with his new contract than any other dramatic actor on television. So those two questions are of interest and importance. And if you care to share your thoughts with us, help yourself. 800-510-8255 on Good Day at 20 minutes before the hour.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I love whistleblowers. If you haven't heard the story, there are two good stories today. One of them involves a pilot. Go to patriotpilot.com to see the story of Charles Liu, I believe, is his name. American
Airlines
pilot.
I put it up on the website as well.
Say that it's up. What, you did find it, Clay?
I put the story up, not the video.
Okay, good. The story of this fellow who's been taking video with his camera after Janet Napolitano said, if you see it, say something. So he, as a pilot, is walking around San Francisco and sees all these people wandering around not being checked out. So he videos it and turns it in. And they take him, they punish him. Thanks for your help. Yeah, really good. Swell move. Richie, the other controversy comes from the Washington, D.C. area. Apparently, all of the DUIs that have taken place in the last 4 or 5 years are under question because a whistleblower has come forth reporting the D.C. Police Department as apparently for the last 10 years working with questionable equipment, providing the courts with questionable test results. Therefore, everybody who has been convicted of a DWI in the last 10 years probably going to have the case thrown out.
Wow.
I like them apples.
Wow.
Good work. Part of Washington. These people, they don't want to be embarrassed. It's all about them.
Always question the equipment.
Yep. Always question authority.
Always ask.
Always ask.
Of course, I got slapped in the face by it when the guy pulled out his tuning fork to show me that I actually was doing 12 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah, that's all right.
Boom.
You at least you tried.
Court,
you went down in a blaze of glory.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. We're looking for the name of the actor who has become the highest paid dramatic actor, and also how much money are we giving in charitable contributions this year? Starting with Tahoe in Albuquerque. Tahoe, you're on Good Day. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
I can't complain. How's your day?
It's doing well, thank you. I hope you have a happy new year as well.
It's going looking very well.
Good. Okay, so which of the two questions you're going to answer?
The actor.
Actor who is going to, starting next year, get $30 million a year for his role in what television show?
It's Simon Baker.
In the Mentalist.
In the Mentalist, yes, sir.
Very good.
Yep, $30 million
a year. Wow, that guy's done well.
So he's making more than the CSI stars, who are in the number one and number two or three show, making more than Lawrence Fishburne does at CSI, Hugh Laurie at House. All those people are making a lot of dough, but he's making more. And good luck to him. I think there's nothing wrong with that. 41 years old.
It's a good show.
He makes the show work. It's a compelling show, I think.
And, you know, it's not an ensemble cast. He's kind of the guy there. The rest of them, you can kind of plunk them in and out.
Right. You can move them around. Exactly. All right. So, Tahoe, hold on just a second, and we'll take care of you. The nice Doug Steffen prize. Emil is calling. Hi, Emil. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. I'd say it's around $10 billion that
way
we
off.
Contribute every year.
Way off. Way too low. Way too low. But you gave it a good shot. Thank you, Emil. Keith, what's the number you think is appropriate? How much money do individuals give collectively to charity in our country? How much this past year?
I'd say about $400 billion.
That's a little high. Actually, the real number is, I could make this thing go on all day long, but the number is $229 billion. That's how much we've given collectively in America. We had a lot of money that went to Haiti, a lot of money to causes that were collected in America went offshore, but they still were Americans giving the money.
And I got news for you. There are Americans giving money to American companies to rebuild the infrastructure of Haiti.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of that stuff's going on. Yep, absolutely. All right, so, Keith, you're going to have a good new year. You're all set for the new year?
Thank you. I sure am. Happy New Year. I was a little closer than the other guy, though.
You were closer, yes.
You were.
Yep. And that's worth something. I don't know
what.
You
hit the dartboard.
Yes. Nice job.
Thank you.
There are a couple of websites, Clay, that we might want to have people understand. CharityNavigator.org, GiveWell.net, GreatNonprofits.org, GuideStar.org, PartnersForChange.org, rootcause.org. All of these are groups that
not to be confused with rootcanal.org.
No, right, exactly.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at givewell.org, and it's interesting. They review charities and everything and help you pick a charity. And out of 419 charities reviewed, they've only recommended 10 of them.
And they are?
Let me see.
Why not? Tell people what's recommended instead of having them go. I don't recommend the Red Cross. I'll be interested if they do. Most of these organizations do not recommend the Red Cross for what has become fairly obvious reasons.
No, I don't see the Red Cross on here. I see. I don't know where they have the 10, but I see about 8 of them. Village Reach, Stop TB, Against Malaria Foundation, PSI, Small Enterprise Foundation, Village Enterprise Fund, Cameron, and Nurse Family Partnership, KIPP, and Invest in Kids.
All right, so that sounds okay. Good. All right, thank you for your help. Meanwhile, speaking of help, Jennifer Horn is here with other news from the world of television. Schedule changes, personality changes, what's going on, what are the shocking new things going on in the world.
But we have good news for Sarah Palin, bad news for Fran Drescher.
Right.
Fran Drescher
had
tested a 3-week run of her TV talk show, her proposed talk show, and I guess the ratings were so bad, they've decided not to go forward with
Why
it.
Why wouldn't
so,
people
want to
watch me? I don't understand.
The nanny, Clay, the nanny.
Yeah. Boomer Broad's got a television show?
Oh, no. Sarah Palin is very happy, though, because TLC is looking at paying her $1 million per episode of her show, Sarah Palin's Alaska, next season. That's
she
ought
to kiss the ground that John McCain walks on.
As she should. She should give him a really nice present. Then also a happy man today in the reality world, DJ Pauly D. Del Vecchio from Jersey Shore, you know, DJ Pauly D. Yeah. He's got a pilot in development that he's already started shooting. It'll be on during the summer after Jersey Shore is on MTV.
Wow, that sounds good. I bet he's a real intellect too, isn't he?
Hey, DJ Pauly D here.
Yeah.
Will you hold my chains, Dougie?
gold chains?
I got to put some oil in my ear. Fist pumping.
51 past the hour.
Yo.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
438. Time now as we review some of the important things going on in the world that we all are talking about from the point of view of a man who has an especially acute sense of reality, because people who are in the PR business have to have an understanding of reality, and if it's good for his client, great. If it's not, then you got to turn it around and make it good. Michael Levine, who is described by some as a PR kingpin, responsible for a lot of great information, actually every day, with the LBN e-alert, which you ought to check out online, LBN e-alert. And in terms of PR and things that are hard sometimes to recover from, you would think that somebody like Julian Assange and the brand WikiLeaks would be dead in some people's minds, even though, although we may debate and discuss whether the stuff that came out was, is it a good thing to leak it or not, it seems to me this guy has more going for him now, mostly because of, we don't care what you say about us, just get my name right. Is that
well,
on track?
Well, in the contemporary culture, I think you're right. I mean, controversy drives a lot of attention, and in the world we live, it's kind of like controversy equals celebrity equals riches.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all said, you know, that's all good, very interesting theory, but not worth very much if you're in jail. And, you know, this guy has a lot of powerful people coming after him.
Even if they're trying to get him on noxious, untrue claims,
maybe.
It just shows how much he has upset people, and they're using their power.
But you know what, Doug? Often claims, sometimes claims are untrue, and sometimes claims are true, and sometimes claims, and often claims are partially true.
Mm-hmm.
And partially true, when you have a very, very bad PR spin going on in the world, doesn't help you much. Again, if you're in jail, the greatest publicity in the world doesn't help you a great deal.
No. So in this circumstance, this guy, whether he's guilty or not, has got so much force against him. But the other side of it is that the information that he has released, I guess maybe you could take that, never mind Assange and WikiLeaks. I didn't ask you about the brand. You were talking about the individual. What about that brand? Is that brand something that sticks because it becomes so well-known, everybody knows the brand?
Yeah, on the positive level, it's very, very, very well-known.
Mm-hmm.
On the negative level, it has a lot of horrible publicity and promotion attached to it.
Right.
So the question is, how's this story going to play out? Mm-hmm. You know, is this guy, is the founder, Julian, who apparently is quite an arrogant character.
It would appear.
Yep.
Yep.
And when, what do we know about arrogant people? Arrogant people tend to overreach, right?
Yep.
They tend to push too far. What's the old saying?
He thinks thou dost protest too much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's another one. Pigs get fed and hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah, that's...
You know that one?
I know that one, yeah.
He looks like he's pushing very, very far, and we'll see. You know, arrogant people tend to overreach, I can tell you that.
You wonder sometimes, as an aside, what it is that makes people this arrogant. How do people get arrogant, and how do they not know it, or do they not care?
Right. Psychologically, arrogance is often rooted to a condition connected to narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
And narcissism, of course, is a very serious and real psychological condition.
Yep.
In which you have a failure to see or feel or have any empathy for others.
Mm-hmm. It's all about me.
Exactly.
And we have a whole generation of people who seem to, the so-called me generation.
Well, that's true, too.
And one wonders whether it boils downhill because, essentially, Lindsay Lohan and that ilk are not from that generation. That generation would be probably considered ours, and the Lindsay Lohan, what is it, Generation Y or X or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
The whole business about, and she's a pretty good example now that we're talking about arrogance. How does somebody get into that much trouble and have that much attention and not get what really is going on around here?
Well, I talk about the smoke alarm theory. And the smoke alarm is that in our psychological houses, we should have smoke alarms. They're usually called family and friends. They're mm-hmm. the people that are supposed to say, hey, Doug, that's too much. Knock it off.
Interesting theory. Michael Levine from LBNEalert.com. Check that out. It's a very important place. A lot of inside news there produced by Michael's company. Michael Levine, thank you and a happy new year.
Thank you.